They know what's now. We hold it down. Jumpin' 10 podcast. We hold it down. They know what's now.
I mean, it's a great homage, I'm not gonna lie, but it is a little outdated.
It's just extremely a smidge. Outdated.
That was the beginnings of AEW's. You know.
Gil, 1, 2, 3, freak in the house! Freak niggas! Freak alike!
Gil, you know they had, I gotta watch it, they put the Freaknet documentary on Hulu.
There's a lot of documentaries. That got, have y'all watched Nickelodeon
one? Nah, I'm not touching that. I'm so
don't
sorry.
I can touch it either,
I'm not so touching it.
Yo,
when Mikey was watching it. I was like, I can't touch it.
Yo, I need to let the streets know. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, X-Men 97, fire.
Fire.
Fire, my niggas. Fire. This is my camera now. We got a camera now. Fire. Bruh.
Oh, my God.
Quick review. Did you watch it with Mikey?
No.
Cyclops. We came out the plane. We were like, Arctic Blast.
Nah, what did we watch the other day? I don't know what he's watching, but no spoilers. Look,
nah, 1, 2, 3, freak, you gotta check it out. Son.
Oh, wait, so like, is it new or is it not the old one?
It's the old one, but a continuation of the old one.
Oh, okay, I could dig that.
So, it continues where the old one ended.
Okay,
so but it's updated a little bit, it's still set in like the 90s, like the late 90s.
And then okay,
it's like 1997,
yeah, so it's called X-Men 97.
Okay,
but. I was watching it, boy. First of all, I got my camera right here, right?
Shit.
Camera 3. So,
Jesus.
The biggest thing I got from that is y'all need to stop disrespecting my man Cyclops. Because my man Cyclops in these first two episodes stood on Optic Business, B.
Remember, no spoilers.
There's no spoilers. I'm just letting y'all know that my man Cyclops stood on Optic Business. He came out and said, yo, what up? I'm the man. Then Wolverine tried to get disrespectful. You saw that part, right? My man Wolverine, he said, yo, chill, little nigga. Go take a seat. You see my pregnant wife that has my seed in it? My seed, belly popping, looking all juicy. But you know, they took away the booties on these cartoons.
They got flatties.
Why?
I don't know.
Yo, episode 2, all I want
to
say.
I'm not done with episode 2 because I was trying to, so I was at work, right, doing some emails.
And then the fire
department came. I had to take care of that.
It's the fire department. All right, so by next week. So wait, how many is it already? Like
it's
all
only
the episodes?
Only 2 episodes.
Wait, so the whole Upward is only 2 episodes?
No, it's they're doing it. So streaming changed now.
Oh, okay, no, but it's a slow fallout.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's 2 episodes. You gotta watch it.
Nigga, what?
Honestly speaking, watch the last episode of the X-Men, the old one.
Well, yeah, the old one to feel like. Because that's how we had watched, because YouTube, you know, shows trailers and stuff like that. So, you know, Beetlejuice is going to come out in the fall. But nah, it looked kind of hard. It got the girl that played Wednesday, the Spanish chick from Scream.
Oh, this is live action?
No, it's like the real, it's continuing. It's like current time, like 2020.
Is it a cartoon?
No. It's a movie.
Oh, it's a movie. Okay.
Yeah, like with Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder, like legit, like a sequel to Beetlejuice. But it's called Beetlejuice. And it's actually coming out on my birthday weekend. So when Michael loved Michael Keaton from Batman and stuff like that. So. He popped and I was like, oh, okay, the girl from the Spanish bitch from, you know,
I don't know, like
when that was in it. I was like, okay, cool. I could maybe fuck with it.
Remix because there's a lot of hit and misses. It's too much misses, there are a lot of hits.
I think people should go into it with more of an open mind. I feel like people always want, because that's how like the backlash with Lion King, even though it was valid, because it was just like, this is weird. Like real life animals, this is weird. But
you didn't like Lion King, the live
so I there. Liked so listen, and I love me some Beyonce now, but she definitely was not Nala. That didn't hit for me. But Childish Gambino as Simba, I fucked with it, and I was glad they was.
Please explain what is Nala.
It wasn't
wasn't sexy enough for you.
Like, no, it just wasn't like strong enough for me. It wasn't like like Nev Campbell's voice. Like she was just like there was level. It's always the tone, and I think that's what it was for me. Okay, the tone of it. So it was more of like, I want to be concerned, but I really don't give a fuck about what you do, Simba. Type of vibe and the Beyonce gave.
That proves my point.
So it was just like
too many misses of these remixes. Stop.
You have a good
like
point.
Why are you making Kung Fu Panda 4? Why?
Oh, I love Kung Fu Panda though.
It should stop at 3.
Nah, I can fuck with.
For what?
No, because you know what it is though. If it was changed,
really? Oh, Bad Boys.
Oh, Bad Boys is coming out this summer.
Bad Boys 3. It was a 4 that came out.
No, 4 is coming out this summer.
I'm talking about has there any been a 4? Like any 4th sequel? Has it been good?
Well, look at what was Fast and Furious 4 good?
Fine.
No, wait.
Which one was that?
4 was why?
Because I always I get them.
Oh, that's the one where Cardi B was in the first time. Really, when she was in she wasn't in there. It's when he was in DR getting gas. No, not DR, Mexico. When he was in the okay. It was Fast and the Furious.
I'm gonna look this up.
Too Fast, Too Furious, Tokyo Drift.
Well, Tokyo Drift was 3.
After that, it went back to the Fast and the Furious.
So that's what I'm saying.
It was
all right. See what I'm saying? Any 4th installment in any movie is not good.
Okay, Dominic Toretto is forced to come out of hiding when a loved one is brutally murdered. Heading to L.A. to track down the culprit, he crosses paths with Brian O'Connor, the FBI agent who's uncovering infiltration of Toretto's gang led to the murderers. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's the 4th ones are never good.
Oh, yeah, Letty, that's the one Letty died in.
Yeah, so the 4th one of anyone of that is never good.
Died.
Yeah, my man
died.
But like when you look at it, a 4th movie is never good.
What are the 4s? Think of
Rocky 4, trash.
Which one was Rocky 4?
Right.
That's when like he fought that robot, right?
I think
what?
So.
What?
Let's
What about Jason?
Trash.
Come on. Trash.
Michael Myers.
The fourth movie in any installment is usually because I need to get a check.
Yeah.
This is we're gonna get the last check out of it.
Yeah.
So what about like Harry Potter? I never watched it.
So Harry Potter.
Me either.
So okay.
Hold on.
I was like, what about? What about you guys?
You said that that's when Creed died.
R.I.P.
Okay, Rocky 4 was hard. Was the one.
Rocky 4 ended the Cold War. Tay just texted me.
shout out to sister. So she's watching this.
Because I was like, why is she texting me? It said Rocky 4 ended the Cold War. I'm like, nigga, what?
Shout out to Tavia in the building, wherever you may be, my love. Shout out to you. That's so funny. I'm saying, like, what?
Someone said that the Goblet Fight was all right.
Oh, see, that must be Harry Potter shit. Okay.
So he said, okay.
Harry Potter
so,
his.
So let's.
Okay. Also, does Creed have. Oh, wait. Creed had 1, 2, 3. Oh, and I think they're making a 4th
they're
one.
They're making a 4th one. Yeah. That's going to be trash.
Okay. That's not going to be true. You can't say it's going to be trash before it comes out. That's like setting up for failure. Well, think about it. Or even think about going to wrestling, like the 4th pay per view of something. So, like WrestleMania 4. What did that look like?
That was trash. I don't remember it. Hold on.
Or
too young at the time. So, let's
let's get into this topic.
So hold up. Let's look at the WrestleMania 4 card. You know what?
Okay.
You
see?
Know what? Homework.
Because I watch it.
Homework. We're gonna record next week, probably early in the record regular time next week. Mm-hmm. Because it's before
WrestleMania.
So we all three of us have to watch WrestleMania 4. How about that?
Oh, that's fair. Because I actually wanted to bring to the table WrestleMania 27. Because it's not woke culture. It's support WrestleTalk. The WrestleTalk niggas. They do like a tables list. They do like a list episode of certain categories. And they did like the worst WrestleMania. Like they all sat and they like gave their top 10 worst WrestleManias. And on average, the worst one was WrestleMania 27. So me and Mikey watched it the other day.
Which one?
27. So 27, if you don't remember, was the main event was Miz and John Cena. That was the whole DMX Nas
shit.
That shit was hard. Holy shit.
You don't remember that? So
that, yo, go back and watch it.
Nah, that shit.
Cause that shit, yo, we popped up. We was laying down. The match wasn't whack. It was okay.
But look who's like, let's keep it a buck. Miz is a safe worker. Yeah. And it's all. So Miz to me, this is Miz. Miz in his matches, quality comeback.
Yeah, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, yeah.
So Max Structure, his comebacks, quality.
Quality, yeah.
His heel heat,
yeah. Top through tier. The roof.
Yeah.
And then his finisher is okay.
Yeah.
I like Soul Crusher finale.
So those three things is all you getting.
And you can hit on anybody.
Yeah. Yo, but this was the lead up to him. Like he walked in as champion and walked out as champion. Yeah. So that was the first thing. But so that's why we have went back and looked. Now, granted, there were some matches that were in 27 that probably shouldn't have. And it was just like, whoo, child. Like, that was the one Snooki was in. And it was just like, oh, we didn't really need this. But that was Triple H and Taker 1.
That was good.
That was, yo, and it was so crazy when the opening match was Edge versus your boy Alberto Del Rio. And while we were watching it, I said, oh, my God, this was his last match.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember until the ring announcer had announced the match. And I was sitting here like, I think this is Edge's last match. Cause then the next night on Raw, he relinquished the title.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh shit. So that whole thing was that.
Yo, that era.
Yo, oh, fucking Cody and Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, that era.
And
was
Cody suspect. Won clean. Like I said 27, give or take people. That was the last time I think they did like a major event in Atlanta. So that was in the Georgia Dome. That was probably one of the last big events in the Georgia Dome. Like legit, like 27 ain't that bad. I think people drag it.
No,
so
it isn't, but I think it lacked big star power.
Yeah.
I think they were at a point where they were getting very stale.
But I also think it was a period of time where I kind of think they turned, like, it was kind of like you're turning a curve in building up characters and people of such, because like, look what happened. Then you fast forward to, cause that all, and then Dwayne was host. So that all, like, literally 27 set up the next two WrestleManias without you even knowing. So like 27 was Rock and Cena. 28 was Rock and Cena. 29 was Rock and Cena. Like literally 27 like kind of helped start that build up for the next two WrestleManias. So I thought that was pretty dope.
No. I think we did see stuff that came over, but I think if you look at that era right now, I think it was really like, yo, what is going on here? Like when you look back,
yeah.
When you're in it, you're like, all right, whatever. But looking back, you're like, that shit was a little stale.
Yeah.
It was a little stale.
And I think when people look at it as like it being stale, I think people are also putting it like against other WrestleManias.
But
too.
But WrestleMania is your Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So you want it to be star studded. You want it to have that level of, like, I'm going to keep saying this. The last three WrestleManias, including this one, fire star power.
Listen.
Fire star, like this one coming up. Like, if we look at this card,
and which we don't still know who's going to be on what day. So,
oh, this is the business casual. I'm gonna take your grandmother sweater,
Mister. Still your grandmama?
Triple 9.
I'm at that age now where I can fuck grandmas.
I don't know. I know.
I'm at the age where I can really fuck your mother.
Wow.
Yes. Like if a little kid want to get rude with me, I'd be like, I can fuck your mom's,
yeah. B. That's where we're at.
How's your mom doing? Like, first thing I was like, yo, how's your dad? Your dad's all right?
The sneak attack.
No. Go to the mother. How you doing today, Mrs. Such and Such? You all right, ma'am? Da-da-da. Give a compliment. Yo, I see your nail color. It looks very nice today. No, it's the little details of her.
Oh, you did your hair?
What's the oldest you would smash?
40.
Oh, okay.
40, 45.
Oh, now that's a range.
40,
so
40, 45, about the same thing.
After right. 40, after 40, it's about until you hit 50. Is
oldest, 65.
What? You trying to get the SSI check?
Yes.
Whoa. 65s are different now.
Oh, because yes. They listen.
They take care of themselves.
That part, they already been married probably once or twice, and now I just want to have some fun. Mm-hmm. So the shit, y'all niggas is interesting.
They play video games with you.
Grandmothers, you.
With you.
You in it for the check?
So,
I'm weak.
So listen. I know. Are we going into wrestling?
In a minute.
Wait. I got a question.
Okay.
Right. I've been seeing this trend. It started with basketball. Now they're trying to leak into wrestling. The trending topic is we need to cancel the Attitude Era, right? No, no, the Attitude Era is trash. So basically is these new kids who grew up in the PG era goes back and watch wrestling and say that this is why we need to cancel the Attitude Era.
What do you mean cancel it? Because of the topics that was done, the stuff that was done?
No, probably just the actual wrestling. There was no real wrestling in the Attitude Era.
Yeah, basically, I can work for it because compared to the NBA, they said that we need to cancel the 90s, the 90s NBA, where like they'll take a clip that said Jordan has no left. You feel me? They just take the worst of the worst instead of watching the whole series.
So are you done? You finished? Yeah. So I've seen these clips.
Yeah.
It is actually fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Wait, can you pull one?
I don't have it. So the clip is basically like they'll show like Jordan not doing things. So let's rewind. Let's rewind.
Okay.
Us three are been blessed to live this long, first of all, because we're black.
Cause, yeah.
Niggas be dying.
Yeah, every day.
So blessings on all three of us. We've seen four eras. Legit. We've seen the new generation era, which is like Brett, Sean at that beginning of that.
Mm-hmm.
We were very young at the time. We don't remember too much, but we remember those eras.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the Attitude Era.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the PG the PG era.
Well, and Ruthless Aggression.
Ruthless Aggression era, PG mm-hmm. era, and now I think we're on the reality era, whatever they want to call it.
No, it's called the TKO era.
Whatever, nigga. Whatever era you want to call it, my nigga. He just made that up.
That's fine.
Because like how it's basically after Vince era, so the TKO era.
No, but yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, my nigga.
But
you know what? I actually like it, so we're going to stick to that. TKO era. So we see like five eras. So for me, what I think is, for me, Attitude Era was storylines.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That was
drama.
Because if you look back at it,
drama.
Every week was like watching a soap opera.
Yo, and that's what I loved about it. Because like you couldn't tell me that Val Venus was not getting his dicks cut off. Like you couldn't tell me that. Yeah, couldn't tell me.
And what made it was like from the bottom of the card to the top of the card was in a storyline.
Come on. Like, for example, you remember when Chris Jericho and Kane had a match because Jericho knocked Kofi onto Kane?
Yeah.
A whole feud about that. Mm-hmm. Don't forget. Edge versus Booker T for the shampoo commercial, B.
but you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then we go into the Ruthless Aggression era. And obviously you guys can tell me about this era was work rate.
Yeah.
But I think you also got to look at wrestlers got smaller.
Yeah.
Because we're stepping away from, we're definitely away from steroids now.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting wrestlers that are like Eddie, jacked. But he probably was my height or even shorter. I never met Eddie in person.
Mm-hmm.
So Jericho is my height.
Yeah.
So, but we still had the big people.
Boss Man, listen, they hung Boss Man. So yeah. That nigga went from being hung to feeding animals.
It was work
wicked.
Rate. It was work rate. And then you had, come on, you had Kurt Angle, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, you had everyone like kind of elite. Shelton Benjamin.
You had work rate people.
Yeah.
Now the PG era. Let's talk about it. I think this is my personal opinion. I think it was the hit and miss era for me. The work rate was still solid, but when it came to like storylines, wrestlers becoming superstars, it was like a hit and miss, very hit and miss.
So I will kind of agree with that because the PG era, for the most part, it has its peaks and valleys. And I think that,
nigga,
that
you being nice.
No, like,
now it's, no. And it had deep in the core of the earth.
You know what it is?
No, but I mean, but I think for them, it was more of a mixture of business and also entertainment. And I think on the business side of things, they recognize that, listen, we need to cater to a certain type of audience in order to grow. And I think that PG era was that growth spur, you know, like when, or like the puberty era, like when, you know, when y'all niggas be like going from trying to understand what your dicks are to knowing what your dick is, like that's essentially what the PG era was.
So you're not gonna respond. He has, yo,
yeah. That's true, though.
He said the PG era. She said the PG era
yeah.
was when you realize your dick can get hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like
I stand on that. First of all, because if any of y'all would have said that, it would have been like, oh, you know what? Yeah, I said it.
Did I say it? Oh,
no, which I appreciate. Because at the end of the day, everybody was thinking that I just said it. So what?
This nigga said the PG
good morning.
Era is when you realize your
good
dick can get hard.
Morning. But it's the truth. They realize what their power was, they realized like what they could do.
You know what? I like what he said there. MBDB 99
triple nine.
The PG era was basically Vince trying to get his back.
Yeah, like,
and I think because he wanted more advertisers.
Yeah, he wanted more eyes on. He wanted to see longevity in WWE, and they got to a point where they couldn't just depend on bras and panties and all that type of shit. They had to step out. They had to realize like, all right, listen. If we cater to the kids, if we give the most colorful nigga alive to be out here to hustle, loyalty, and respect, if we get this and all the kids is on board, their parents are the ones that are the real consumers because they're the ones that's putting money into it.
I got a question. Hear me out.
Nigga, right? What?
We asked this question a while ago. It says if Stone Cold was black. Now,
it's hilarious.
I gotta put that clip up. Now speaking of the face of the era, if John Cena was black,
he would have been Chad Gaspar.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. I can't deny that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
He, because I think Chad, in my opinion, had the level of, but Chad talked about it too. So rewind. Shout out to rest in peace, Chad Gaspar.
Yeah.
Always.
I'll interview Chad Gaspar. It's not available right now.
So I think they had the same level of charisma, but John Cena was 100% a company man, and Chad kind of said that he really wasn't. He also Chad didn't know how to play the politics.
Yeah, because that's also like a big part of wrestling that people.
No, I don't think he would have been Shelton Benjamin because he wasn't as athletic as Shelton Benjamin.
I agree.
Like, I just think he they're on like, but. The one thing about John Cena, and I think what a lot of people don't understand.
Wrestling's hard.
Yeah, but outside the wrestling.
There's more to it.
These niggas.
They be outside.
Like the champions are workhorse. Like imagine this. We all have long days at work, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You be having long days. You have long days. I have long days. And you're dealing with people all day. Like,
yeah.
From the time you walk in,
I'm not even clocked in.
So somebody's asking you for a question. Now, let's say you clock out, you taking your bag. Did y'all see Nia Jax the other day when they did
her natural hair?
When did that walk through when she coming into the arena? Oh my god! Oh my god!
Where did that even come from?
Because you sent me the video.
Well, I know who you like, so I was like, where did it come
it's
from?
It's like. You walk in, you're dealing with things. You walk out, you're dealing, and then the politics that's on top of it.
That is true.
So
that is so true.
And it's even harder because you're a white dominated industry.
Mm-hmm.
And we all work in white dominated industry. So it's like, yo, you gotta put an extra happy face on.
Yeah.
So if he was Shad, if he was black, I don't know if he would have been as big.
Because even as a black man now, we don't get as much chances.
Because, I think we get more.
Well,
more than before,
more
yes.
Than before, yes, but we don't get as much as we did before. I feel like now this may sound kind of crazy though, but if you ain't Samoan, you ain't gonna get the same exact rope as a white guy. That's what I noticed. Because think about it, Samoans are dominating in wrestling and stuff like that. That's no fault to them. I'm not gonna knock these people for working hard and their craft, do what they have to do though. But let's look at over here. You feel me?
So I'll push back at that. I think that's the flavor of the month.
Ah.
Elaborate.
So what industries do a lot of times,
mm-hmm.
what's hot right now? And
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns is the hottest thing on. That's why I always say, thank you, Roman. Because what he's done for his family and Samoans in general is unbelievable. You can't deny that. Every time, even you, you're like, oh, he's Samoan.
No, I've never.
She's lying. She's lying.
Nigga, have I ever been like, oh my God.
Samoan Joe?
Oh, Jacob? Oh, Joe, yeah.
Okay, exactly. Oh, he's Samoan.
No, but you know what? Joe had to fuck, first of all. Joe was spitting Jay-Z lyrics in front of my face. Oh, my nigga, I'd have threw it at him immediately. Yeah. Here you go.
So,
but not fucking.
So, it's essential work.
Now you try to drag it. I was like, hold on a minute.
So,
because listen, I'll say.
And the thing about it, it took him 6 years, like Mr. Freak said.
Whoa.
But he was, but the thing about it, he was always the top guy. It took him 6 years to get super over. But
the thing about it is the difference. He catered to an audience that was very important. Children and women. A lot of these fans who are kids are single mothers. You feel me?
Correct. So that's what I'm saying.
When they watching wrestling and stuff like that, they say, oh, shoot.
Wait, hold up.
I agree.
Y'all gotta watch what y'all saying. You just said wrestling fans have fatherless homes?
Some do. That's real. And wrestling's their only safe space. I agree.
That was the most blanket statement ever.
I got it, though.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, the married ones and the non-married ones without any horny.
Listen, go.
All of them are
I go back to remember we were in Dallas and we were leaving the convention center and we saw that black mom with four kids.
Yeah.
I always think of that.
But that's gonna be my kids.
But nevertheless, though.
But she was by herself.
True, but
four little black boys. So
the father was home working. To pay for those tickets.
Let me get back to my point.
You don't know that.
That's the key demographic in anything. So this is why he able to maintain his longevity. Even John Cena, when he was on top, no shirt on, glistening. He's strong. He's consistent. He put his hard hat. He make a wish. A sweetheart.
Great bone structure.
Come on. Now let's go back to the Attitude Era. You feel me? You had like a hard hat looking dude. Come to work every single day. He might be my pops. Now we got the cool dad with the Haitian shirt and the Haitian swag.
Talking about The Rock.
Come on.
And then you had Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
Think about it. I get what you're saying. Sex appeal.
Thank you.
Is that what we're going for?
Thank
you. Or for me, it's more like what's relatable.
No.
For me.
You ain't horny like that. For the rest of these wrestling fans, especially the women.
I am not.
These niggas.
Wait, hold on. Said,
yo, I saw that. That's how this. That's how he is. So he's the same way.
So listen. These niggas out here is strange. They're naked.
Who's naked?
Wrestlers.
Yeah. Oh,
they're naked. You don't think that's some southern?
Well, no. That's how
turned on by Steve Austin.
That's how I always felt. That's how I feel about Trick Williams. Every time I've seen this nigga, like, he's half naked.
Let me tell you. Referee story. Right. So I had went to referee a kid's party out on Long Island, right?
Okay.
So excuse me?
Yeah, kid birthday party.
Yeah, kid birthday party.
They rent out, yeah. they get the ring.
Yeah.
Paid you extra? Did you get food?
Good, great food, my nigga.
Oh, you ate too?
Son.
This nigga popped for him.
Fed all of us. Sandwiches, barbecue food. They had ice cream. They had that popcorn. They had
a whole fair?
Everything, kid.
Yeah.
Everything.
Who booked you for this?
Nigga radio, all right? BW.
Yo, when you said radio, I thought of the fucking.
He's a white dude.
Why do they call him radio?
That's problematic as fuck.
That's bad. You think you talk about Attitude Era to be canceled?
His name is Radio. You gotta give him a different name because Radio is wicked. You never seen the movie Damn Radio?
I'm gonna
with Cuban Gooding Jr.
I'm gonna introduce his radio one day.
Okay. Well, okay. Invite Radio.
Okay, I'm gonna introduce Radio one day, right?
Why is that his name?
Listen.
Okay, fine.
Listen, there's a guy who referees named the Chocolate Ref. He be come on.
That's a little different.
Like look just like
that's
me.
A little different.
Yo, go with the story. We're not doing this.
It's a little
right
different
now.
Than radio.
Go with the story.
Just saying.
He's talking about in third
apples
person.
And oranges. Yeah, well, you know somebody. You know that guy. I know that guy.
So go back to your referee story,
nigga. That guy is
so
you.
Like, let me tell you how much they love wrestling with no shirt. So next thing you know, the guy was playing WWE. He picked Bobby Lashley. He looked at me. He said, "Yo, you look like Bobby Lashley." I was like, "Oh my gosh." Was it a white kid?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But
reason why I said what I said, all the mothers was gawking at all the niggas in the ring, B. All the mothers, from the single mothers, mothers, mother was husband, everything like that.
I mean, no one's mad about eye candy. Obi Femi hit my TV screen every week. I'm like, Vince, hot.
Vince got hot. It. He said this. These men are not going to spend money the way that these women and kids are. So I need to appeal to these kids.
Correct.
And now, when he appealed to these kids, he get Lysol commercials. He get like Gerber commercials. He get Tonka truck commercial. Remember that era? He had Scooby-Doo movies, B.
Yo, remember when Super Soaker was like sponsoring every pay-per-view?
Come on.
I pop. Every time, yo, they were very strategic back in the day with their sponsorship shit because, like, it catered to whoever they were going after.
But hold on. We're not going to elaborate on this.
No, we're not.
On this on this referee in the backyard of a kid's birthday party?
Well, no, I've known about stuff like that.
They booked the whole show?
Yeah.
Bro, I ain't making enough money, dude.
Yeah, like that, I thought you knew something like that.
And then you had good barbecue.
These families will pay to have like indie wrestlers come. They'll rent the ring. They'll be in the backyard. They'll come do a show.
Listen, yo, indie wrestlers are like strippers, my nigga.
Yes.
Look, I'm telling you guys this way. Yo, professional wrestling, you get paid for WWE. It's cool, but indie wrestling, dude, son, it is different. I saw a match with Darius Carter. Fought in the back, he fought in a meth house in the backyard, son. He fought in a meth house, mind you. It was a street fight.
There's so many questions.
DDT and everybody, everything. He was wrestling in a meth house.
How do you know that it was a meth house?
Because we watched it when it was going out to North Carolina. A meth house, my nigga.
Okay.
And guess who was reffing? Nick Shin.
Of course. Shout out to Nicholas Shin. One of the best referees on the independent scene. Shout outs to Nick.
I forget. A couple weeks ago, I refereed in a high school gym. Like it was teachers versus pro wrestlers.
Nigga, what?
Wait, excuse me?
It was teachers versus pro wrestlers.
Wait. So like the teachers like had they had the gimmick. They came out. Yes. They took bumps.
Yes. One of the teachers.
Did had, like, anybody of the teachers win?
Yes, we had a battle royal, and one of the teachers won.
Okay, this is very... Now, that's new for me. I ain't never heard of no... That's a liability. That just screams liability to me. Shit is hilarious. Now we talking about meth now? Yeah, we not going to. I'm so sorry, guys. Well, this has been an interesting introduction to the... Jobber Nation, welcome to the Jobber Tears podcast. As always, I'm Janelle from HR here with Sir Wilkins and Mr. Black. It is never too late for those that are joining us this afternoon, evening, morning, wherever you may be. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And we'll get into this week in wrestling very shortly because this week has been very kind of like chill and been a lot of shit popping off, but you had said you watched the finale of Love is Blind, but didn't watch the whole fucking season.
I didn't watch the season. I just watched the
The reunion.
The reunion episode. And he wasn't wrong.
He was absolutely...
Why was he wrong?
So I need you to watch the season to know wrong.
No, he wasn't wrong, B. I watched the...
You watched the last episode.
The wedding. And then I watched this episode.
You still felt like he wasn't wrong?
No. So I'm gonna tell.
He
tell
let
you.
That girl walk down that aisle knowing.
Knowing
that nigga knew he was gonna say no.
He did the right thing. He did the right.
It wasn't.
So, who did for the wedding?
I think Netflix does. Netflix I don't think. Yeah.
Oh,
I
so
think.
All right. So like no.
That does no no.
Nobody lost.
This girl that fell in love with this guy, that wanted to marry this guy, that spent 6 weeks getting to know this guy and dedicated herself to this guy. You mean to tell me no harm, no foul?
Listen, you rather find out 6 years later or 6 weeks?
But
you gotta count your
blessings. I need y'all to watch the whole season. I need you to Janelle, watch the whole season.
Janelle, I'm not disagreeing with you, but it was basically a competition, basically, right? The rule is the person got to decide they want to marry you at the end of the 6 weeks.
Correct.
He, regardless, he did the 6-week trial. He didn't like it. End of story.
But see, but it was in the manner. It's not even that he didn't like it, because in actuality, that nigga went on the fucking reunion and was like, that was the love of my life. And no. So like, this nigga went on a reunion show and started gaslighting niggas too, live. And I was just like, I ain't here for it. My thing was, is that it's not that he didn't make a wrong decision. That's not it. You make the decision that's best for you. It was in the manner that he did it in.
But he did it within the 6 weeks.
But it's the, so put yourself in their shoes. Okay. If your girl, if mm-hmm. you, let's say you and your girl, y'all at the altar, mm-hmm. y'all kiki-kiing, mm-hmm. you say your vows. Mm-hmm. She says her vows. Mm-hmm. They ask you, Mr. Black, say I do. And you say I do. And your girl looks you in your face and says, I love you, but this ain't for me.
All right, cool.
Nigga, that it's traumatizing.
You know how much dick it could be cool.
Okay.
You said what? You know how much dick I'm throwing around?
But see, not everybody reacts that way, is what I'm saying.
But you asked him before, well, what's going to happen?
Correct.
Happens in my world.
Correct. Your world, you slinging dick like that?
Right after that.
You... After such a heartbreak.
Yes.
Yes.
To get over somebody, get on top of somebody.
Yes.
Wow.
That's how you do it, baby.
That's not always.
That's how you do it, baby.
Yes. The, you know.
You know how many girls would be like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for you. Throw it back the next day at me.
Throw that ass back.
Come on, B.
I am disgusted. Disgusted.
Like, understanding.
No, I'm not mad. Listen, when me and old boy, when me and my college nigga broke up, yeah, it was a summer of fun. I ain't gonna hold you. So I get it. See? I'm not mad. But he was disgusting. He wasn't nice at all. But 123freak _ yes, but that's the premise of the show. Like when you sign up for that show, you are signing up to be
fine.
To get married in 6 weeks.
Simple as that.
Like I said, sympathy vagina is crazy.
Sympathy vagina is delicious.
Wow. I can't relate, so I'm so sorry.
I'm just saying, it's delicious.
Delicious, man.
It's like a turkey sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the opposite? What's the most disgusting vagina?
I don't take care of myself with vagina.
I don't drink water. Yeah. I don't eat fruits and vegetables. Mm,
yeah.
I don't take showers. That's disgusting. Mm-hmm.
No. The worst one is the pressure one, because it depends what kind of person she is. Because if she a type of person that don't have good hygiene, I'm good.
But five kids by five men's vagina. What?
1, 2, 3, 4 be fucking some whores. Yeah. You be out here, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm a weak.
Oh, big tone.
Light bright in the building. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
You know what I was still laughing at the other day? Well, my brother put that. I agree everybody by saying that. What up, sexy? And then you gonna put like, what did you put again? Like, we're not gonna revisit that.
Let me tell you about your brother. Let me tell you about your brother. Because when Michael
was there, was he there?
I think he had left.
Michael came home and he was like, yo, I was definitely about to comment on that post. And I was like, I'm glad you didn't first, because that is enabling this one. And I don't want to enable him.
So to answer to the people who are not listening, y'all want to bring up stories that the audience doesn't know about.
That wasn't me. I knew he was talking about that.
AEW Revolution. And then
Michael, at a viewing party.
Yeah, of course, well, all the team.
The team, everybody was there.
Squad was there.
Shout out to those wrestling girls. Ciendo was there in the building.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jordan.
Jordan was
there. Yeah, Jordan popped up. It's so good to see you.
Long story short, we're there, and then my brother calls this gentleman sexy.
First of all, your brother went around the table. Like, you're not really telling the story. Your brother went around the table and told every man sitting at the table, like, you sexy.
He called him sexy. So it is
sexy.
It is what it is. So he calls him sexy, and then he's like, don't be calling me sexy. And then the gentleman goes and says, and then my brother goes, you don't think you sexy? He's like, no, I think I'm ugly.
And I said, all right,
then be ugly.
So then the gentleman proceeds to get mad because everybody's laughing at him. Like, nigga, you don't think you sexy? You think you ugly?
So here's the funny part. Me and Danny was sitting there. We was laughing about we were laughing at something totally different. Like, we didn't even know what the fuck we was laughing at, to be completely honest with you. But this is how I know I can't sit near this one over here, because the moment I looked at him, it was one of those, like, and I've done it with you too. It's the moment when I looked at him and he looked at me and we both was just like, is this for real? Wait. Like, we was dead ass like,
Triple Nine, huh? He's giving out Diddy compliments. 1, 2, 3, Freak say that
that's
such sexy, such Diddy behavior. Listen,
it's dangerous. It's wicked.
You call everyone sexy. Like, what are you confident being?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what the white dudes at my gym will go when they go, hey, handsome.
That's questionable.
Come on.
No, that's weird. No. But I'm just saying, I feel like handsome is just very, like, intimate.
But hold on. How can women be like, hey, bitch, you looking good, yes, bitch? Oh, my God. Hey, beautiful.
Yes. Hey, beautiful. Hey, beautiful.
What? Oh, you ate. You can look at your makeup. So why can't men talk about it?
No, you can. But I just, for me, handsome.
If Mikey posts a picture of him looking fly, I'm like, yo.
Hot.
You look handsome, brother. I can't say that.
Well, I don't care. I'll be saying that. Like, all
we know you don't care because we experienced it.
Yeah, I'm like, so looking sexy, my nigga, looking sexy.
But
my
this
nigga.
One over here with the Facebook card, I said, he trying to start some shit and don't even want to be that shit.
Away because somebody called him sexy, yeah. And then he got mad because everybody was laughing at him.
No.
But that was the thing. Nobody was laughing at him. Everybody was really laughing at this one over here saying, "All right, then be ugly." Then that was funny.
No. Backtrack that. You asked the question, right?
That I never got the answer to.
Yo, if a girl asks you, are you sexy? What are you going to say, right? To him. Dre said, nah, bitch, I'm ugly. And we all laughed. And we all laughed. Because that shit is hilarious.
Yo, I just really wanted the answer.
And we still didn't get the answer to
today. Because in all honesty, the one thing I will say about us as a group, especially the guys, in which I always appreciate, is there is a brotherhood within the guys, on the guy side of the group. So, like, for me, like, you guys being able to compliment each other, you guys being able to support each other in certain things, like, I love that. So, like, legit, like, in knowing how you are, I actually already saw the downfall when it started, because literally he went around the table and I was just like, this is gonna end pretty bad. So let's see how this goes. It could have went either way. So I didn't know that it was going to end up.
What is the situation where, like, you said, you know what? I will see what happens. And laugh about it later.
Yo, because okay. I was already laughing with Danny about some shit. And we were just already in the chuckles. And then I looked at you and we started laughing. Yeah. And I just was like, I was more perplexed at how the storm now happened versus what was said. Because I was just like, wait, we could have, like, for me, I just feel like we're all at an age and we're at a point of our lives where we can honestly sit and have conversations. Like, we all clown each other. We all laugh at each other.
What's wrong with calling a nigga sexy?
There's nothing wrong with it. I just think once again, for certain people, it may trigger certain insecurities.
The thing about trying to bring you up, my black man, or my white man, or whatever, my right brother. Yeah.
Men love affirmations. So, like, for me, I was saying to him, like, you know what? He doing a good thing today.
I'm in one locker room, okay. Right? Like,
you in a locker room with niggas naked?
No. Who wasn't naked? Who was naked? It was the black.
Why are you
man,
acting
right?
like you have been in a locker room full of naked
but
niggas?
But you giving them compliments in the locker room when
they're
naked?
No.
Do you?
No.
That's weird. But like,
that's where we cross. That's where the line is.
Like, when you naked, like, I'm not even looking at you, dogs. No.
Oh. Yeah, I've been naked in front of you. He's like, put your pants on.
No.
Okay. I mean, y'all brothers, so y'all got to figure that out.
All I'm saying is this way. Is I call men sexy all the time. While I'm in the streets, I say, ooh, liking that shirt, King. You like, thank you.
Because nobody compliments men.
We don't. They don't.
Women barely compliment men.
Okay.
What's the best compliment you've gotten?
I see that print.
The gay niggas stay giving me compliments. When the gay niggas, so I was at work the other day. This nigga named Tony that I work with.
Not Tony on the comments. Not light bright. Difference.
So I had my trainer shirt on and some shorts. You know, I be wearing those short shorts.
Nigga wearing coochie cutters.
That people wear coochie cutters. So I had the thighs out of everything with the sneakers, no socks. So calves looking extra nice.
What?
So then the nigga goes, Wilkins, that you are snatched. Look at that waist and the ass. I said, my nigga, thank you. I didn't say my nigga. I said, yo, thank you.
That's it.
Because I felt good. Like the body looking right.
Okay.
Like you see the back.
Facts. Okay. When a game man give me compliment on my, woo! Your beard looks soft. Oh my gosh! Thank you. Oh my! Oh. For my favorite compliment. Oh, look at his skin is glowing.
Oh.
Because that showed me that I'm taking care of myself.
Okay. He
said, I love to hear nice dick dogs.
That don't even make no sense. That don't even make no sense.
Who's coming up to you and say, you're nice dick dog?
All right. Now that we've had some chuckles here and there, okay. All right, let's get into this week in wrestling. Dick. I don't think that was the
energy.
That was not the transition that I was looking for, but I'm here for it. No, he said little dick syndrome, and I was just like, you was already cussing. You could have said little dick energy. I was so upset with that.
It's the white.
I was like, I said he already gave us bitches and hoes, so he couldn't give us any more after that. So I was like, all right, fine, whatever. But we'll go back. We're gonna rewind a little bit. About a week ago, since you were not here when me and Mr. Black were talking about the debut of Mercedes Moné, I want you to get your feedback on her debut.
Mid.
Talk about it.
It didn't really do anything.
Okay.
So I think I always compare it to the Four Horsewomen.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the Four Horsewomen, I think she has the best work rate.
Yes. Yes.
I think work rate wise, the best. Hold on. Yeah. But
you thought it was me. So my question to you real quick.
I'm sorry about that. But back to what I was saying. I think it was very mid. I didn't think it because the promo wasn't hitting for me, but she's never been a strong person on the mic. So
okay.
And what makes Sasha Mercedes Moné, whatever you want to call her, Mercedes Moné, I'm sorry about that, is what makes her so special. It is her star power is not based off her mic skills.
Nope.
So that's why she's so special, and that's why she works. She should work with AEW. But the promo was mid. It didn't really capture me. It didn't really make me go, oh, shit, I can't wait to see what she does here. It was like, all right. But I'm familiar with her work. So I'm familiar with her work, and I understand what she does. So I know I'm going to get some banger matches when things are – when she starts. But I'm also aware Mike's skills is not up there. But because she has the in-ring charisma, because she has the look, she has the clothes, the gear, everything, the whole presentation with Mercedes Moné is on another level.
So let me ask you a question. Okay. Right? Let's still add on what you're saying. You mentioned that, like, Ned's compared to a superhero. She's part of the Four Horsemen, and she's part of the superhero team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her strength is not, she could talk, but her strength is more in her hand-to-hand. She's like more of like the Batman type of character.
Exactly. She's Batman.
Cool. She's okay. Batman, right?
Who's Superman?
Superman?
Charlotte.
No. I would have been Bailey.
No.
Bailey?
No.
I mean,
no.
I like Superman.
Well, no. I have to say Charlotte, because Superman gets the hate.
Wait, hold on. What's the four superheroes? Let's start there.
It's Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman.
Yeah, that's the original four.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So Batman, you said, was.
Is Mercedes Moné.
Moné. Okay. Superman. Okay, would be Charlotte in that sense.
Yes.
Wonder Woman would probably be.
That's Bailey.
Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman. So the Aquaman would be Becky?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's solid. So, I just had to get all the characters involved first.
Cool. She had other people to play with against. She was either the Batman character or she was the Joker. Mm-hmm. Bailey was her Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down, Bailey was a Joker because Bailey make up for lack of her mic skills. And when they get together on the mic, they elevate each other to that level. Cool. Now, she had become the Batman situation.
Okay.
In AEW. Who is her Joker? Who could counteract her on the mic? You see how AEW, you got someone like MJF. He's good in the ring, but he forced you to step his game up, your game up on the mic when you go against him.
Yeah.
Or The Rock versus Stone Cold, they up each other's game up right on the mic. Or even more modern day time, you got someone like The Miz. You always put against all these people to up their game on. Now you got the LA Knight. Great on the mic, but he decent. So
yeah, I'm excited about this LA Knight and AJ Styles.
Right.
I ain't gonna hold y'all.
So now AJ Styles gonna step his mic game up because LA Knight is a great talker. So now in AEW woman division, let me throw it to everybody in the crowd.
Okay.
Everybody in studio.
Okay.
So who can Sasha go against in AEW that could be her joker? Not meaning her joker is somebody that who is good as just as good hand-to-hand combat in ring work, but it's better to her on the mic.
I have two. I have Toni Storm.
Yeah.
Toni Storm versus Mercedes Moné will be a banger.
Yes.
Number three. I actually have three. I have number two, Diana Perazzi. Deanna. I'm sorry about that. Deanna Perazzi.
Mm-hmm.
Number three. Nobody. Y'all ain't gonna like this one.
What?
Put the camera on me real quick. Put the camera right here.
So creepy.
Come on, the camera. My nigga, where the camera at? God damn. But anyways. The one who's gonna be the one that nobody's gonna like this one, Britt Baker.
No, but that is the obvious one.
What Tony said.
It's the obvious one because it's the one.
But the thing about it.
Because you have the AEW original going against what Tony Khan has said, the face of the AEW's women's division, which is wild that he would say that, and knowing he's had all these other women there and hasn't done anything with them really in that sense. I call it back. But no, Britt Baker, I feel like for me, is actually at the top of the list.
I think Britt Baker has the mic skills. The work rate is not that great, but I think Sasha can get it up there and actually make her better.
But I think Triple Nye said this. He said, Jamie Hayter.
I feel like the two of them would go against each other. Like, in ring, yes. But mic work, I feel like Jamie Hayter and her, it'll fall flat, to be honest.
A lot of people say Britt Baker.
Well, yeah, Storm, but Britt's the obvious.
So what about Thunder Rosa?
So I'm very big on Thunder's in ring. I definitely think her and Mercedes in ring would be dope. Again, the mic thing, I think, would be my major concern.
Willow, Mike, no.
Right. Love her to pieces. Love her. But correct. She's still a work in progress in that front. Because once again, you gotta remember a lot of their women's division. They have never really been in front of live TV. They work from the indies. You know, a lot of them, you know, TV, you know, type of readiness is not there all the way yet. It's the same reason why I think why WWE hasn't, you know, put Jade in that position yet, because they want to work on the things that, you know, she may be lacking in, so that when she does go, she's ready to go. Somebody asked Hypocrisy Jones. That's hilarious. I asked, where's Saraya? Saraya asked, I think on Rampage with her brother. Fighting with Ruby, fucking the other nigga. I don't know.
So I need to sit down.
I don't fucking know. Javon asks, would you bring Athena over for a few with Mercedes? So it's so funny. I actually had this discussion on a podcast this week where everyone that knows, if you're a fan of the Jabba Tears podcast, I've always talked about Ember Moon, and I talked about the presentation, and it was more because, once again, you have, you know, little girls that look like us, that talk like us, that watch this product. And when they see it, they want to see how it represents us. And I just always felt like they didn't put her out there the way they should have. But now, even worse in AEW, you have her as probably, if not the one of the longest reigning ROH Women's Champion, and no one knows it. She's never had an actual match on Dynamite to showcase the ROH title. We'll put the ROH tag team champions on. We'll put the ROH six-man tag teams on. You know, we put all this stuff on Dynamite. But the one black woman that's changing the game on the low, you can't put on regular-ass TV.
They should just move her to the AEW roster, bro.
And I just think it's crazy. And then they're doing this ROH television, like, women's division title thing on for ROH that really, once again, if you don't watch it, you don't know. So it's just like,
but again, you know, the problem is, I keep saying this way, they do not take care of the Ring of Honor roster. Again, during this whole time, when Eddie Kingston was champion. After, like, once he won it, that one time they mentioned him on AEW, I mean, on AEW about him being ROH champion. I didn't even know that he defended the title on Final Battle. Like, the fact that they don't talk about it. The fact they don't even mention it.
Yo, I had to search because they, you know, they doing Supercard the same night of SmackDown WrestleMania week. And it's supposed to be Eddie Kingston versus Mark Briscoe for the ROH world title. And it's just like something such a, honestly, a big match of that such should be talked about. And no one's talking about it. So it's just
thing,
like.
And like, that's the thing I feel so disgusted when it comes to ring, comes to AEW. You have a third, you have a second brand. You don't talk about it at all. Now, when somebody like the Infantry or Trisha Dora comes over, you don't even advertise that, yo, check them out on Ring of Honor. Don't get me wrong. Because we go to the indie shows, we know these people, mm-hmm. you know, we understand their journey. So we took the time out to watch them. But guess what? How are you supposed to get more subscribers onto that app for people to watch it if you don't advertise it?
Mm. Tony Khan just wanted ROH's library.
He just wanted it so WWE didn't get it.
But you know what?
Low key, when you really look at it.
You know what kills me? I got called these niggas fucking cowboys. My brother said this. Yo, Tony Khan buying Ring of Honor did nothing for Ring of Honor. He got dragged. He got talked about. Everybody called, what the fuck you talking about? Everything. Now, the same people who dragged them like cowboys is riding him. Bunch of rodeo niggas, B. Y'all bunch of rodeo.
But
the thing is, like,
good morning.
So this is what I'm saying. ROH is a tax write-off and an extra library for Tony Khan. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. We need to accept that and have that real conversation. Yeah. Yes, Tony Khan gave people jobs, but half of them ain't, and you never see them
at all. And if
it's a bloated, roster.
And if you do, and like for the people that you do know and you do like, you want to watch, you'll go and tune in. Like when Shane had the match with Daniel Bryan, I recorded the episode. I was like, nah, I gotta watch my man's, you know, do something dope. And but it's just like those one-offs. And you mentioned when we were talking earlier, the key word for me with AEW, there's always a lack of consistency. For me, it's always no, because WWE don't even do NXT like that. So I can't even give you that. That's disrespectful to NXT.
That's her name. What Triple Nine said, Harriet.
Lariat Tubman is cool, I guess.
It is funny though.
Yeah, it's hilarious though.
But no, but when you mentioned consistency, for me, that's what AEW is always gonna lack thereof, is a level of consistency, because you'll get excited for something and then it'll work its way up and then poof, it'll be gone. Like we'll even go into, you mentioned Eddie Kingston and this intercontinental, whatever the fuck they call it. I don't even know what they call it now. But the Continental Classic thing, which we, you know, when we watched, we realized they did the tournament so that Eddie could have his moment in his hometown here in New York when he had the pay-per-view, right? He won. He became triple crown champion, right? Fast forward 2.5 months later on a Dynamite opening contest, loses the belt to Okada.
Hold on. That's the preview for the next half. But cool. You put no respect on your wrestlers that's who put in work in. I feel now we're the new era where, hey, Tony Khan's basically doing what all these networks been doing with black television. He brings all these people, bolst up your network, give notoriety, but then you get all these new toys and push everyone out.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Order. Now, Dark Order is a bunch of jobs. What about Butcher and the Blade? These niggas.
Nigga, when the Butcher came out to Swerve's open challenge, I almost threw my damn remote. I said, what?
And one thing that gets me upset, because the Butcher and the Blade is they actually got better in the ring. The in-ring, how they look, everything. They put in the work in.
Yo, there was such a creative open door for that where you could have threw in one of them Undisputed Kingdom niggas. So you still had a connection to the Undisputed Kingdom going against Joe for the title. You could have picked it really anybody else.
Listen.
And when the Butcher came on, I said, what the fuck is
but
this?
You have all these people who haven't put in all the work in consistently. Did nothing with them. Proud and Powerful. Killing. Yo, biggest miss opportunity in AEW. If niggas do not know, that's why I tell people, y'all niggas love shit on Impact. I mean, TNA, y'all love shit on it. Go back.
Oh, you know Lucha what the fuck Brothers. You know what LAX was. Yo, in Impact. LAX
versus Lucha Brothers. Check out the epic series they had in Impact. I mean, TNA Wrestling. Or LAX in the Indies. Killing it.
Triple Nine brought up that ranking thing. What's the point of that?
But I don't think Proud and Powerful that's TK's fault.
I think it's a mixture of both. I think it's a mixture of how that was presented, and I also think on the actual individuals involved in the group wanted two separate things.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where I was.
I can't blame.
I don't even want to give the energy to talk about how AEW fucked Warlord up. I don't even want to do that because that
Warlord, like we said last week, Warlord, Powerhouse Hobbs. Wait, Warlord, Powerhouse Hobbs. What's that dude's name? That big tall dude, Tomahawk dude.
Lance Archer
and Brian Cage. You have these big niggas like who passed the airport test. Niggas like you put just.
He don't want to put big niggas over.
That's really what it comes down to.
This is what I think it is, and this is probably the biggest thing. He's content with what he has.
Yeah. Like
the booking fits for the fans of AEW.
The bare minimum that needs to be met is where it's at.
Because it fits who the fans of AEW are. I think we all get caught up in like, oh man, they should do this. No, the fans of AEW enjoy it. They are consistently around 800K if you want to talk about ratings.
Yeah.
And that's
with the new signees, by the way.
Yeah, 800K.
That is with the new people.
Because I'm going to keep it a buck. When AEW was hot, a quarter of those people weren't really AEW fans.
100%.
They were just tired of WWE.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody wants to have that conversation.
Well, no, because I think in the beginning, and it was kudos to AEW for kind of presenting it where, like, we're the alternative. Like, if you're, like, it was kind of like if you're on some, like, come to death row type shit. Like, it was like, listen, we got what you're looking for over here. So come and look. And to your point, when it was hot, I feel like in its peak, I felt like everybody got some love, regardless if they was big, small, male, female. Like, I felt like they actually had a good rotation of, like, putting people in certain positions. I just feel like now where it's at is, like, I just want to...
It's because of Cody!
but hold up.
Yo, so Disco and whatchamacallit podcast, they actually brought that up. Because they were, like, wondering, like, yo, does Warlow have heat because he technically was, like, a Cody guy? And I was just like, oh shit.
So but then again, I can't let WWE off the hook either. Where's Omos?
Yo, I asked that question the other day. I said, oh shit, where Omos at?
Where's Omos?
He's about to be a brand ambassador, B.
Yeah, he about to be on the
Titus train.
Titus, yeah.
Really?
Which is okay too.
No, I like that. Cause you know why? You know why I like that?
Why?
Because he's gonna bridge Africa to American wrestling.
Yeah, like that's different.
Have you seen that African wrestling company where their ring is in the dirt?
Yeah, no. I see that on Vice.
No.
There's a lead. There's basically wrestlers. Yeah.
It's amazing. They are so good in the dirt. They are so
holy
good.
Shit.
I'll send you the clip.
Yeah, send me the clip. It's on Vice, but yeah. No, but I don't think, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
but the thing about it,
he's still doing something. He still is representing the company.
And he works house shows. So I think what they're doing with Omos is trying to get him better for a bigger push later.
Cause then even now, whenever we're like, and it's weird because whenever we're like in like that January to like April time period,
wrestling, that's what Braxton.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna look it up. When we're in that January to like April phase of wrestling time, it's hard to just throw in people when you already are establishing this road to WrestleMania. You have storylines involved. They never throw in nothing new in between the first four months of the year.
Well.
Ooh, Omi. Over Femi.
Over Femi.
Hot. Yo, when we were watching NXT and Josh Briggs, first of all, I just want to give WWE.
Hold on for a second. So Nigerians are the new Samoans.
Who?
Nigerians, I'm going to say this now. Oh. Nigerians will be the new Samoans of wrestling.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll be the Samoans of wrestling soon.
Okay. I'm
gonna put that out.
That's
there.
A big card, but I don't disagree.
I'm gonna put that out there.
But what I will say, I want to give WWE props this whole week, low key, the production, the camera views.
Cause they fired my that nigga.
The camera views on Raw alone.
Cause they fired Kevin Dunn.
Yo, remember the whole clip of when they went into, and it's funny because AEW did the gorilla shot too, but there was a very big difference in how they did it and how WWE did it. So when WWE did it on Raw with the gorilla, when they went through gorilla backstage and then came back the other way, I said, yo.
Start the next segment.
I said, yo, we in a different era. I said, they ain't never do that shit. They never do that. And then everybody already knows NXT's parking lot is the most dangerous parking lot ever in wrestling.
Why is MDB like this?
What? So, like, the way they've been production-wise, and even with NXT, when Josh Briggs came out of fucking nowhere into the camera view, I said, where the fuck did he come from? And then when Dijak came down, I said, oh, shit. Just production wise, yeah. Awesome Truth rapping from outside of coming double back it. I say, yo,
so and this and shit is hard. Don't forget this little touch. You saw them communicating,
yeah.
Not the remix, no.
Follow my lead, and he did.
But the thing, I think it's because they're going to a more sports centric look and feel.
They got me on that because,
real talk, honestly, I kind of reach a point where we all know this. This thing is scripted, right?
Yeah, I don't even care anymore. I'm good.
I kind of like the point where they go in a different direction to bring in that feel where, like, yo, we all in it, but let's make the best of it and make you feel like you have an experience.
So, and I think that to that point, I'm a big fan of experiences. So the fact that I feel like I'm on this like roller coaster ride that is just I can't get off of, because it even goes to going when you look at the whole Rock, Roman, Cody, Seth thing. It can go so many ways to the point where you just got to shut up and watch. Like, they've literally forced all of us into a corner of, like, just being confused because you don't know which way it's going to go.
So I have this idea, right? All right. Me and the guys at House of Glory were talking about this. But then I saw some other stuff, and I was like, all right. What if Cody wins, right? At Mania.
Okay.
But he cheats. But he wins.
Okay.
Whatever he does, he cheats to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
Slowly, he becomes Homelander from The Boys. He already is a little bit of Homelander, but he fully turns heel, but somewhat babyface. Very anti-villain. Ooh, see what I did there? Not anti-hero, anti-villain, mm-hmm. right? So then, after he does that, remember, Tama Tonga is now in WWE. He gets him, AJ, OC.
He starts. He redoes the Bullet Club.
The Bullet Club. Then it becomes.
Oh, fuck me.
Straight warfare between Bullet Club and the Bloodline.
You can build that up to Survivor Series.
Don't forget, they got Finn. They got AJ.
That's what I said. They got the Good Brothers, niggas.
So then now we can.
That's wicked. If they can make
Damian Priest full leader of Judgment Day.
Judgment Day.
Judgment. He becomes full leader of the Judgment Day. Him and Priest get a match. Priest and Finn get a match. We have that because we have Priest cashing on Seth. Finn starts getting jealous.
I mean, he already, and that's the thing. Like, some of these like situations are the seeds.
Sounds like Samoan cuisine.
That's hilarious. Some of these situations have the seeds have already been planted in so many different ways that you're just like, oh my god, this could work. Because the girl, I saw this girl's video. I'm gonna shout her out because I sat on it and I was just like. I didn't really think what she said was like really, really true. I feel like, did I send it to you? Her, yeah.
Oh, I interviewed her.
So Domo underscore R32 and Light Bright sent me the video.
She be fired.
So what she said in the video was, what is, she said, how come everybody's sitting here all cool and dandy trusting Seth? Seth is not the most trustworthiest person. And I sat on it and I said, oh, you know, people change, people do things, until WWE had posted about a year ago, like the top 30 WrestleMania entrances. Amazing clip, because I feel like I'm at the period of my life where I just go to WrestleMania for the entrances. So I'm just like, okay, cool. One of the top five entrances was Cody's return at WrestleMania Dallas 2, because it's the second time he's in Dallas. WrestleMania, and if you go back and watch Cody's entrance, and the camera shot of Seth Rollins' face, the moment I saw that clip, I said, yo, Seth ain't no nigga to trust. Are we shit? She's right. She's absolutely correct. Seth Rollins is a menace. How are we sitting here kumbayaing with Seth thinking he going like Roman wasn't his nigga 10 years ago?
But the bit, I don't think he turns on Roman. I don't think he turns on Cody.
I don't think so. My only reason why is because I don't see him going into night two as the heel when, whatchamacallit, Drew been over here doing heel shit. So that's why I was like, yeah, I don't see that.
You ain't doing heel shit. You just doing funny shit to me, boy.
I still don't believe that's him doing it. So that's
no, that idea. Is him.
I need proof.
No, I've spoken to
the powers that be. Because I definitely was like, I'm not sold.
He's legit funny, but you also. He's Scottish, right?
Yeah.
So Scottish and Irish people, they be funny.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's funny and what's not.
Huh?
We got Kurt from Battle Club.
Yo, every time Drew McIntyre talks, I think of KJ.
But they're funny. Like Irish and Scottish people, they're like.
Oh my God! Get over yourselves. Get over yourselves.
That's the first man in WWE history who lost and won at the same time. Like, yo, people don't know who wasn't born. Cody was tag team with Hardcore Holly, yes. Right? And then Hardcore Holly, it was him, Hardcore Holly, it was tag team. They were tag team for a while. Yes. Became tag team champion. So it was supposed to be a, what's that they call again? It's supposed to be a 2-on-1 against Ted DiBiase Jr.
Yes, that's when he turned and joined Legacy.
So you know what they did? They jumped Hardcore Holly,
yeah.
And then Cody became tag team champion with Ted DiBiase.
Nah, but once again, I say all of this and I bring this all to the table to say, like, this is the time in wrestling that we all miss, where you really don't know what's gonna happen.
I have this one dude that I know. He's at Hog. Shout out to Hillary.
That's my guy.
So Hillary is like the definition of a wrestling purist. Mm-hmm. Like, he watches 1980s wrestling.
Because that's how he sounds.
And 1970s wrestling. Like, purist. And I knew this storyline was crazy because he's been watching, like, clips on YouTube and on social media. He was like, and I know him because he's very much like, yo, mm-hmm. This new era, I ain't fucking with it.
Nah, but he's been old school.
Watching, like, And you know, doing what he needs to, because like you said, Janelle, we don't know what's gonna happen.
Nope.
We can guess what's gonna happen. I'm fantasy booking here, you're fantasy booking.
And everybody's playing the My GMO.
But the thing is,
it's okay.
It's one of those things where you're like, oh, this is good. This is good television.
Yeah, because we're all talking about it.
The Rock is doing his job. Because Cody was pissed off on Raw. I don't care what nobody said.
Yo, he brought up his mama. And once Dwayne hit you nigga with the Moana ending, I said, oh, this nigga's wicked. Why would he say that to his mama? Like,
But you know what? I fucks with him.
So my thing with Dwayne, though, is listen. He's on the, you got to say with five words or less type of movement. Like, we getting 20 minutes of Dwayne. I'm sitting here like, baby.
I ain't gonna lie, you know I love The Rock. You know I love The Rock.
Nigga, I need you to talk about that in 10 minutes or less.
I ordered his skincare brand.
Okay.
I'm gonna do a review for you guys.
I like that for you. I want you to get sponsored.
And I also bought his pre-workout, so I'm gonna let you guys
know. Ooh, now it's really intense.
But this is...
Hold on. Give me the bathroom.
Okay, no. As we only have a few minutes left, but go right ahead.
Yeah,
we only got a few minutes left.
I gotta run.
Nigga, finish your statement. Look what the fuck, nah, you niggas are the worst cliffhanging niggas ever.
Best wrestling. This is the best wrestling of all time right now. Not all time, but like this goes up in WrestleMania 40 could go down as top three WrestleMania of all time.
The way that they moving.
We gotta give The Rock his love because he elevated shit to another level. Now you going to Brooklyn?
Oh, The Raw? No, I probably won't make that decision until like 7:30 on that Monday, just because if I'm spending money for WrestleMania, I'll see Dwayne in Philly.
I have to say, like, I got to agree with my brother is, yes, AEW have its problems. TNA is dealing with their own issues. But overall, this is the most healthiest wrestling has ever been right now, because I see how much the indies are getting the boost from this. Because AEW allowing their stars to come out to different indie events.
Shayna Baszler, Bloodsport.
Shout outs to Battle Club Pro and Fallout Shelter's own Masha Slamovich that will be wrestling Shayna Baszler during WrestleMania weekend for GCW's Bloodsport. That shit is epic. It is legendary. It is so dope for her. I'm super proud of Masha for being able to have this opportunity. Another Impact Knockouts superstar being able to do this. So I think it's super dope for her. No, because he gotta go to work. He gotta go to a meeting. So nah, that's why he rushing.
Overall, though, this is what healthy wrestling has been. The indies is growing because, like, you know, shout out to Peter and his federation. More and more people's coming out. More people want more wrestling. Honestly, I gotta give us credit as far as the black wrestler content creators is. We have put in the work to get wrestling the way it is right now.
Yeah, it's consistent.
Nobody has given the credits that we've been giving in, because a lot of these other our counter, these white dudes, they're cool and whatever, but they don't put the flavor into us. There's no flavor. Ever since that we really got into wrestling, we be on TikTok and stuff like that, Instagram and stuff, we have put in that oomph that wrestling needed.
But I think that's really what it's all about. I think everybody putting their own twists into, thank you, shout out to the Backstage Brawl in the building. I think that's the importance when all of us, regardless, we may all have different opinions. We're all able to effectively communicate and have conversations. Not all, but most. We love having these conversations. That's why we appreciate everyone that comes on the live feed when we do come on live. And even when the guys post on Instagram and TikTok and all that stuff, and you guys comment, like, it does not go unseen and unnoticed. So I want to personally thank, on behalf of all of us, to everyone that's watching, that has watched, that's been the day one, that's been fucking with us for, you know, for the longest. Like, it is appreciated because it's because of you guys we keep going. Like, because we could have been stopped.
You know what it
but
is, though?
We keep going because of you guys. So thank you.
You know why I got to give us as a whole community, the black wrestling community, the pat on the back? Because they're not going to give us the validation. It's very few of us that go into these wrestling rooms, everything like that, to actually be in there. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, not a lot of us put respect on my brother who's been putting these hot takes. You feel me? He got ridiculed, everything like that. But yeah, then when these white dudes said the same exact opinions, a lot of people give them credit, and then they like able to be on the WWE, to be on the main stage.
Yeah.
So just to end off like this way is continue to support each other. Listen.
Yeah. Even that's though the biggest thing.
Even though you may not agree with my opinion, yo, do it in a very respectful way.
Have a conversation. Right,
there have been times where I don't agree with somebody on TikTok what they say, but just because I fuck with them, what they put out there, I'm gonna repost it regardless.
Yeah.
This is how we grow as a community. Because if we don't give each other flowers, no one else is going to give each other
correct
flowers.
Or doing the things that you see others, you know, there's a lack of. And I think it's super important, not only as black content creators, but just content creators in general. Like, if there's a lack in something, be that change. Be the first to do it. Like, so that's why I do want to leave off with two different things. Shout outs once again to Stephanie Hardy. Me and her are doing a special two-part series on women rivalries. So we will be recording next week for our second part two of our rivalries episode series, where we're going to talk about the four horsewomen rivalry. So we're going to be talking about Becky Lynch and Charlotte's rivalry. And we're going to talk about Sasha Banks and Bayley's rivalry. So just make sure to tune in for that. And then last but not least, as I mentioned earlier, I was on a podcast earlier this week, Life's a Botch podcast. Make sure you guys tune in, subscribe, follow them. They are up and coming black podcast, and I had the pleasure of speaking to Miss Ash Benny. She's one third of Life's a Botch podcast. She's originally from New York. She lives now in Connecticut. This year will be her first WrestleMania. So we caught up. We were able to talk some women's wrestling this past week. I do believe the episode does drop on their platform today in real life time. So Fridays is when they drop new episodes. So make sure to go out. Follow Life's a Botch podcast. Myself and Miss Ash Benny was talking, we were chit chatting about some wrestling. So I do wanted to give two of those special announcements. Next week, we'll do our best to give our WrestleMania predictions. We will be reviewing WrestleMania 4. That was the homework assignment. So everyone on the live feed, everyone that will be listening, please go and watch WrestleMania 4, because we will start the show next week talking about WrestleMania 4. So when we started the episode this week, we were saying, you know, four, you know, the three parts are, you know, are enough. But, you know, once we hit number 4, everything goes downhill. So we want to see how WrestleMania 4 lived up to where it is today. So Connecticut is spelled weird. So a whole bunch of other states. The fuck? But last but not least, once again, viewing party, we will be at the boys will be at Jack Dempsey. So not Legends, because I do believe it's because of the Final Four tournament. So we will be at Jack Dempsey's night one and I believe night two for our viewing party. So if you are in a tri-state area, you can come out support if you're not going to be in Philadelphia. So Lauren 340 just said, get ready to sit through 14 matches. Listen, 7 each day is worth it. Promise you. You'll get it in and out. You won't feel a thing. Thank you for those that just subscribed to Life's a Botch podcast. I really appreciate that, because they're up and coming and they need you guys to support. So make sure to support them. So the boys will be at Jack Dempsey's for WrestleMania weekend. And we'll probably be back at Legends for AEW's Dynasty. So just look out for the information for that after WrestleMania. And then the last week in April, Friday night, I believe that's the 26th, We Are Wrestling is having their show in the Bronx. And then we're going to end the weekend off Battle Club Pros. We are back. It's been some time. We miss you guys, so we hope you guys miss us. But we will be in Brooklyn Sunday, April the 28th, 3 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. Sponsorships are available. You can hit me up for more information. We really are excited. This show is all intergender. So just keep in mind that it is definitely all about equality. It's all about just some good old wrestling. So make sure to come out and support your independent wrestling. WrestleMania week coming up. Make sure to tune in. Next week I will give shout out to Patricia from Those Wrestling Girls. She posted a guide to getting everyone prepared for Philadelphia. So we will be giving some tips and things of that nature of what to do WrestleMania week. We will be at Wale Mania that Thursday night. So make sure if you see us, say hey, say what's up. It's always down for a good time. As always, I'm Janelle from HR here with Sir. Well, I was here with Sir Wilkins and Mr. Black. Now I'm here by myself. Hashtag Black Excellence. Hashtag We Are Out.